Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Corey Houston is making his first appearance here on the program to talk to us not only about his love of music, but also to introduce his new single, American Dream. We're also going to be telling you guys how you can stay in contact with Corey and, of course, be able to support his music as well. Corey, good afternoon to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
What's up, Cyrus? How are you, man?
Hey, doing really well. Thanks a lot for being on with us. Corey, you know, I know you've been really busy lately doing interviews like this and also, of course, being able to talk to individuals about your music. Tell us about this experience. What has it been like for you to have created this music and now to be able to share it with the world the way you've been able to?
It's a blessing. It's humbling. It's great. But, you know, I'm still just the same small-town boy, man, and just, you know, I've always been making music, you know, no matter what. So to me, it's definitely humbling, and I'm very appreciative of, you know, all of this. But, you know, I'm trying to stay grounded and just keep making music. And, you know, if people like it, you know, that's fine with me.
Right, right. Well, you know what, I think that is one of the great things about this. Corey, so talk to us then about the love of music. You talk about, you know about the humbling experience that it is. When did you first know that this is what you wanted to do?
When I was born, man. I don't know, I've always loved music. I can't think of a time where I didn't. I don't know, I was just always, music was always my everything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and
with
that being the
when
case,
I was little, I my mom said I used to bang on pots and cans and stuff.
Oh, really?
You know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
since a young age.
Yeah. So when you think about then, you know, having this love of music for that amount of time, you know, for always kind of having that love. Did you always know that you wanted to share it? Because as you know, there's a lot of people who enjoy music, they enjoy singing, but they just do it, you know, either for themselves or for family gatherings or for, you know, services mm-hmm. that they might be going to. Did you always know that you wanted to share it with the world?
No. I think I always just loved to do it. And then all of a
gotcha.
Sudden people started to feed back, and I, you know, it was just a way, I don't know, kind of a way of life. You know, sharing music is a great thing, but I'm always going to do it for myself as well because it's just the way I live. I couldn't live without music. I don't know how I'd get by without it.
Well, I think that is one of the things that a lot of people can relate to as well. Now, you are, you know, like a lot of us, you stay in contact with people through social sites as well. Corey, how important has that been for you to not only connect with people who may come and see you perform live, but within a few clicks you're able to stay in contact with people online as well? Talk to us about that experience.
I think that's one of the greatest things about our today's world is, you know, like you said, just a click away, everyone's there. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful experience. I'm very thankful for, you know, my fans and my followers, and I think that it's a great way to connect with people, and I love it, personally. It's a whole other world. But, you know, it's like a blessing and a curse at the same time because I think about all the older musicians and how they really just went out there and that's how they got discovered. Nowadays it's very social and very, you know, internet, and that's fine because I'm up to date on it. But, yeah, I love it. I mean, it's great.
Well, I think that is one of the things that people love too, Corey, is that, you know, it's easy to be accessible. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Corey Houston is my guest. We're talking to him not only about his love of music, but also when it began, but what it's been like for him to share this. You know, one of the ways, as you mentioned, of course, that you've been able to connect with people is through social media And MySpace is really a part of your beginning as well, Corey. So talk to us now about the music that you're creating. American Dream is the single our listeners are going to hear here. But what is it that inspires you when it comes to music itself, when it comes to the message that you want to share?
Life itself, being a human being, a normal human being in today's world. Because it's tough out there, you know? And every day, I mean, no matter who you are, you're rich, poor, not rich, or in the middle class, you still have to wake up every day and deal with life. You know, life has its struggles, and it's always going to keep happening. It's how we deal with it. And I think my message is that people need to come together and, you know, kind of fight the problems that are going on. Not even fight, but just, you know, speak our mind and try to help. No one tries to help anymore, and I think that's sad. So I think back in the day, people would lend a hand, and nowadays people just turn the other way. And my message that I want to spread is just love, man, and peace, and everybody needs to harmonize, man, with a song.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, one of the ways that you've been able to share that has been through songs like American Dream. And I think, too, you know, I guess I mentioned in interviews like this, have you gotten used to this aspect of it, Corey, where people like myself are asking you questions and, you know, want to get to know you better? Have you gotten used to that aspect of it rather than just being able to focus on the music?
Yeah, I'm getting used to it. I just, you know, I try to answer the questions as good as I can, but, you know, being humble about it is one thing. Just being appreciative about it. It's definitely new to me, but I love it. I mean, I love every aspect of this music thing. I mean, this is my life, and I really appreciate it because, you know, it's people like you who can help me spread my message, you know, to the world. So I'm very, very appreciative. Thank you.
Gotcha. Well, look, we appreciate you for coming on. Again, American Dream is a single we're getting ready to listen to here. The video that's already, of course, available for the world to be able to see is out there. How much fun was that, Corey, for you to shoot the video for the single?
It was great. I was actually back home. Everybody in that video is actually my family. It's really funny. The kid who's painting, that's my brother, Mike. You can see three of my brothers are in there, my sister's in there, my best friends are in there, my band's in there. The video crew actually just came out and filmed us for a couple of days, just doing our thing, you know, surfing, hanging out, you know, tailgating around the bonfire, and just, you know, everybody just really just having a good time. But it's so natural because, you know, they didn't really plan any of that stuff. It was just kind of, they shot us just having fun, and it was really cool. That's how my lifestyle is back home in Florida, and it gives people a real taste of what we do.
Well, you know what, I think that is one of the great things about it. You know, I think, you know, when I was watching the video and listening to the song, I think there's a great message there. For people who are just about to hear it for the first time, Corey, what do you hope they're able to take away from the single?
I want people to take away that the American dream is not the white picket fence life. It's about the people who struggle in America every day, and it's about just being an average person in America, and the way we get by is through, you know, our friends and our family and the people, you know, next to us, our neighbor. It's not about the upper class, higher class, rich, whatever. It's about us, the people. That's what I want people to take away from it.
And I think they'll get just that. Here is Corey Houston with American Dream. We'll be right back with the man himself. Make sure you guys stay with us.
Take this away, and we say, hey, 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 we
American Dream here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM for our radio listeners, but online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com. We've been speaking to Corey not only about his love of music, he was sharing with us really as far back as he can remember music that's been a part of his life, but also what it's been like for him to share that with all of you guys. So, Corey, when people hear music from you, and of course there's been music before this single, there'll be more music coming later, when they think of your name, Corey Houston, what do you want them to think about when it comes to the type of music that you create?
I make a lot of different types of music, so it's like, you know, American Dream is one style of things I do. But I'm a very all-around musician, very well-rounded, so I want people to be open-minded about what I put out because not every song is going to sound the same. And the type of music that I do is just what I feel, you know, I mean, every day brings a new type of color to my music, you know, a different shape. So, you know, it's always going to keep growing and keep, you know, keep progressing, I guess. I just want people to be open-minded about it and just follow the music and I guess see where I'm coming from or get their own, you know, their own vision of it, because I think everybody, when they listen to a song, has their own way they can relate.
Got you. Well, I think that is one of the things I think that is so great. Corey, you know, I mentioned, of course, you getting used to the idea of people, of course, you know, listening to your music, you know, around the world. But another thing that I'm sure is happening, and I'm sure you've already heard this, is that you've had people who tell you that you have inspired them. What has that been like for you to know that by your pursuing your dream, you're inspiring someone else to pursue their own?
That lets me know that it's working. Because that's, I mean, really the mission is to inspire people, because it's the people's choice to stand up and make a difference in the world, you know. I stand up and make the choice to try, but I think it's the people's choice to be inspired and want to stand up and make a difference.
Yeah.
And I think that's definitely what I take out of it, and I appreciate it so much that people are inspired by my music. And I hope that people take that and inspire other people and just keep it going.
Well, there it is, and I think that's definitely what they'll be able to do. Again, everyone, Corey Houston has been our guest. American Dream is the single you guys heard here. Corey, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and, of course, be able to support your music?
You can get me on via Facebook. You can follow me on SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, Twitter, Instagram, Vine. And also, I will be releasing something from an upcoming mixtape called Dinner Party, which I will be dropping the 24th. I'm going to be releasing a song this Saturday at 12 a.m. called Did You Know off the mixtape, just to get everybody excited. The link will be up on my Facebook, and I'll put the link on my Instagram, my Twitter. It'll be all over the place. So just follow that. Check that out.
All right. Well, congratulations to you, Corey. Thanks a lot for coming on the show, man. And it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. We'd love to stay in contact with you.
Well, sounds great, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, glad to have you. Again, everyone, Corey Houston has been our guest. Make sure you guys do stay in contact with him on the social sites. And the single, as he mentioned, American Dream, is available all over the place. So make sure you guys do a search for it and be able to support it as well. And if you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Corey, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons there. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Of course, make sure you guys enjoy some great music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. Make it a great one.